You've probably noticed it yourself. Little girls, 10 years old, walking around with sexually maturing bodies. I first noticed it when my eldest child was in grade 5. I was shocked to see that the girls in the classroom were already starting to develop breasts. I hate to pull the old when I was a kid routine, but I thought about it and I realized that something wasn't quite right. I filed that thought under things to worry about later until I read about a North Carolina study that's been published in the journal Pediatrics. Turns out that it isn't normal for 10-year-old girls to be developing breasts. In fact, an alarming number of young girls have already started to develop sexually by the age of 8. According to this study, nearly half of all African-American girls and 15% of white girls are beginning to develop at this early age. While it's normal for African-American girls to begin developing a year or so earlier than white girls, current medical textbooks say that only 1% of all females should be showing signs of puberty by the time they're 8 years old. But what really shocked me was the fact that little girls as young as 3 are beginning to develop breasts and pubic hair. What on earth is wrong? The problem, it turns out, might just be the junk that we're dumping into our environment. There's a nasty little family of chemicals that we've created that are known to mimic estrogen in the body. They've been called endocrine disruptors, and that's exactly what they do. Things like insecticides, growth hormones in meat and milk, and even the plastic wrap we use in our kids' lunches are all leaching these chemicals into the food we eat. These are the same chemicals that have been linked to breast and other cancers in adults. This isn't just a physical problem we're creating for our children. It's a social one, too. Kids have enough to deal with these days. Trying to cope with breasts when they should be playing with dolls is a lot for little girls to bear. But what no one seems to know is what are the long-term health implications? Are these girls going to get cancer? Are they going to develop reproductive problems? Will they age more quickly? Nobody can answer these questions. For too long, it's felt like we've been waiting for a sign that what we're doing to the environment is harming us. Well, now we can see the results in the bodies of our daughters. We have to eliminate existing toxins from the environment, and we need to stop making any new ones. We need more study to determine what long-term health effects these girls have to look forward to. We need to take action, and we need to do it now.